them all. They ain't got to hurry.
That was Roseanne Cash. That's from her latest album called She Remembers Everything. And Roseanne was in town this week. Governor Hutchison signed a bill that replaces two of the statues that represent Arkansas and Washington with statues of civil rights leader Daisy Bates and another one of musician Johnny Cash. Michael Hibben was there covering it for the station, and he was able to talk with her for a little while. So let's just see what's going on with Roseanne Cash.
Yeah, Flap, this was a big week for music in Arkansas. And I did interview Roseanne Cash. Also talked with Johnny Cash's sister, Joanne Cash Yates. But first, I thought I'd play a little bit of the ceremony from Thursday with Governor Asa Hutchinson for the bill signing. He invited Roseanne Cash and other members of the Cash family to take part, and really was a lot of fun. This, without question, has been my favorite bill of the legislative session that just wrapped up. So let me play this, and you'll hear a few other things here, too, that are exciting. One is the creation of a holiday to celebrate Arkansas music. There's also discussion in here about a new documentary series being produced by Ken Burns that will air in the fall on PBS. And Roseanne Cash had a big part in that, and she talks about that here. So first, here's the ceremony from Thursday, starting with Governor Asa Hutchinson. You're listening to Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1.
I've been busy signing bills today, a whole stack of them in there. The legislature has done a lot of work this session, but this is an occasion that deserves a celebration about Arkansas history. About how we represent ourselves to the nation. And so this deserves a moment of focus and really a public signing of these two particular bills. I'm glad to be joined by the First Lady. She likes music. That's one of your qualifications for being here. There's many others. We're going to sign two bills today. First is House Bill 1030 to establish Arkansas Music Appreciation Day. And then the second bill will reference our Arkansas statutes at National Statuary Hall. But let me first, we're going to do these separately. And the first one will be an act to establish the Music Appreciation Day. Representative Rye, if you'd come up and join us here. And I'd like to be joined by Roseanne Cash. And your family, come on up, Joanne. And this is an act to establish the Arkansas Music Appreciation Day. The General Assembly finds that Arkansas has a proud history of contributing music and musicians to the nation, including Johnny Cash, B.B. King, Glenn Campbell, Charlie Rich, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Al Green, Conway Twitty, and Floyd Kramer, and let me tell you, I know there's more, without any doubt. September 1 of each year shall be known as Arkansas Music Appreciation Day to honor the contributions of Arkansas musicians. It is not a legal holiday, no day off, but a day of music, a day of celebration, and I will be commemorating this by appropriate proclamation each year on September 1. And so I will be signing this bill. And before I go to the table and sign this bill, I wanted to invite Roseanne Cash, who has been a friend of our state, who has held concerts at our mansion, to come represent the Cash family. And I think you have an announcement to make.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Governor and Mrs. Hutchinson. As well as Arkansas State University, who has been unbelievable in their efforts to make the Boyhood Home Project happen. And to System President Chuck Welch, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be invited to be part of this historic day. The Cash family is so honored to have Johnny Cash included in this bill, annually commemorate Arkansas musicians and their contribution to this nation's music heritage. And we'll see if the next bill can make it a day off, September 1st. We're especially honored that a statue of my dad has been chosen to represent Arkansas in our nation's capital. It's such a thrill. This has been made even more special by the fact that he will be sharing this honor with Daisy Bates, who, yes. I have so much respect for her. She was a true humanitarian who, her commitment to social justice, to civil rights, is unparalleled and really an inspiration. I want to thank Representative Johnny Rye for this music heritage bill. They worked so hard on it, and to get it passed, and to Senator Dave Wallace, who worked just as hard for the other. Thank you so much. Thank you, Senator Wallace. My Aunt Joanne Cash is here today from Nashville with her husband, Dr. Harry Yates. My cousin Jackie Cash, who lives in Memphis to be part of this occasion.
Was born in Dias.
Was born in Dias. And Aunt Joanne was raised in Dias too, so Mississippi County is very special to all of our family. Aunt Joanne will attest the music of the Cash family sang in the fields, the church, and in their Dias home form the background of their lives. And for my father, it became the center of his life and the wellspring from which he drew his inspiration. He said quite often that he loved every rock, every tree, every clod of dirt in Dias, Arkansas.
And there was a lot.
In keeping with this Arkansas music focus, we will be honoring our heritage and music legacy at the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival in Dias, coming up October 17th to 19th. And last month, we announced that Marty Stewart, a legend in country music, would be joining me in headlining the Saturday culminating concert. And my Aunt Joanne, my Uncle Tom Cash, who also grew up in the home, will be performing. This will be along with some of my dad's nieces, nephews, and grandchildren who are musicians and who are carrying on the tradition and that began at my grandmother's piano in Dias, Arkansas. And I might add that my Aunt Joanne has been nominated this year for 4 Arkansas Country Music Awards. Wow. So her ties remain strong. We also have with us today Arkansas musician Corey Jackson, who will be opening the Saturday concert. This young gentleman right here. And you may not know, but Corey is currently Arkansas's Country Music Artist of the Year. And he looks like a movie star, so how could that be bad? He's continuing that tradition. I'm also excited that this year, the Friday before the festival, we have devoted to both academic panels and various presentations. This year, Ken Burns' 16-hour documentary titled Country Music is going to air over 8 nights on PBS in September, and I was honored to be a consultant for the past several years, as well as appearing in the documentary. And one of the co-producers, Pam Baucom, will be in Dias for the festival to share some behind-the-scenes stories about the process of putting this together over the last several years, and it is phenomenal. I just can't wait for this to be aired. I think that people, even if you think you know what country music is, you're going to be flabbergasted. It's remarkable. Perhaps his best documentary, and he's done everything from the Civil War to baseball. Also, Tom Zimmy, who has earned a reputation as the country's leading director of music documentaries, will be in Dias on that Friday. He just premiered a new documentary, The Gift, The Journey of Johnny Cash. It will be available to the public later in this year, and he'll be discussing the making of that documentary. Finally, I think many of you know former Delta resident William Ferris, who was chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities. He just won 2 Grammys for his historic lifetime work in recording blues and folk musicians just across the river in Mississippi. He will also be there. Can Daisy Bates' family just come up and stand? This is a tremendous honor. Hello.
I love you too.
We are just so honored, and please come up, everyone.
These are friends and supporters and civil rights activists that worked with.
Yes,
that's right. And I've got a picture for you later.
Devotion to civil rights is more important than ever, and we thank you so much for your commitment. I hope we see everyone at the Dias Festival, which is now a National Heritage Site, by the way. So thank you to Arkansas State University for that. October 17th. Thank you so much. And Governor, thank you so much again.
That's Roseanne Cash along with Governor Asa Hutchinson at Thursday's ceremony at the state capitol, just before the governor then took pen to paper and signed the bill that created, first off, the music holiday in Arkansas, but also established that Johnny Cash and Daisy Bates will represent Arkansas with statues in the U.S. Capitol. After the ceremony, I then went across the street to the offices that Arkansas State University has. That's where I met up with Roseanne Cash and Johnny Cash's sister, Joanne Cash Yates. I was joined here in this interview. I talked alongside Sean Clancy, a reporter with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And I'll start here with Joanne Cash Yates, sharing her thoughts on the events.
It's going wonderful today. I'm very in awe of the transactions that's taken place today. What an honor for Johnny to be put in the capital of the United States in a statue where everybody will recognize who he is and where he came from Arkansas. And I, too, of course, was born in Arkansas.
And you grew up at the home in Dias.
I grew up at the home in Dias. I was born in the Dias Hospital, for goodness sakes.
I didn't know they had a hospital.
Oh, yeah, they did many, many years ago. If you know the story of my brother Jack and his accident, that's where he was taken at the time. We did have a good hospital for that time era in Dias.
Seems like, you know, it seemed big when ASU restored the house, but just the legacy of your brother just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It does, and it... I think it would amaze Johnny more than anybody else, but we're all amazed at his popularity that continues to skyrocket. Johnny said something to me not too long before he left us, and he said, "I've made a new comeback, baby." He always called me baby. I said, "Well, what'd you do now?" And he said, "I'm a godfather to the teenagers," and kind of grinned and, you know, was kind of proud of himself. But I said, that's absolutely wonderful. I'm glad that the youth of today look to him and his image and his life for an example.
What do you think about his music has resonated for so many years and across so many generations?
Well, that's who he was. He went in so many different directions and so many genres of music, especially in his later life when he became what we call a superstar, and he kind of settled down in that. He went to so many different types of music, so many different artists, and befriended them, and they all respected who he stood for and how what kind of a life that he lived was such an example to them.
You're performing at the festival?
Yes, I'll be performing three songs at the festival, as will my brother Tommy. And, of course, Roseanne and Marty Stewart are headlining the show, and I'm very happy about that.
I look forward to it. I haven't been there since y'all started doing it in the field there next to the house.
Yeah,
so.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's, it really gives it a being there feel, of course, because the house is right there and the people can take a tour of the home. And as I say to so many people in Nashville, you can go see where Johnny slept and where I slept. It's a 5-room house with a barn and a chicken house and a farm area like most people had at that time in our life.
That's Joanne Cash Yates, the sister of Johnny Cash. Then we spoke with Roseanne Cash. And again, this is me and Sean Clancy, a features reporter with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, asking her her thoughts on the incredible day.
It was thrilling. You know, that it wasn't easy for them to get the bill through, the statue bill through, and they just dug in. They were tenacious about it, and the state senator and the congressman. So it was quite moving. I didn't expect to be so moved when he finally put pen to paper.
When did you first hear about it?
Recently, Ruth Hawkins at Arkansas State University, who we've been connected to all this time because Arkansas State University bought my dad's boyhood home, restored it. It's a New Deal era colony, restored the administration building, some of the outbuildings. And so we have a long-term relationship, and she knew this was happening and told me about it, the statues in the Capitol.
So have you been following the progress of the bill?
No, she waited till the very end to tell me it had passed.
Well, you know, there was some debate, Arkansas, obviously a conservative state, and there were some people who said, oh, he was a drug addict. But Senator David Wallace said, well, you know, he had faults like everyone.
I don't think you can look at a great artist like that and go, well, this rocky period of his life overtakes what he did and who he was. I mean, he was one of the greatest artists of the 20th century, period, no matter what else happened, right? So I think it's fitting that he is there with Daisy Bates, that those two statues... I have tremendous admiration for this woman. She, her civil rights activism and, you know, her sense of justice. And for them to be standing together, it means a lot to the family. I can't wait to stand in Washington and see this unveiled.
Yeah. Any idea when that will be?
No.
Can I talk to you about that?
Well, they have to take proposals for the actual artwork. So, who knows how long that will take.
Yeah, sure.
Do you plan to be involved at all in the fundraising process?
For the statue and everything?
Yeah, because I think the funding's mainly, it's going to be privately.
Yeah, privately.
Right.
Donations.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll show up at a party.
Yeah, very good. I'm sure there will be a lot of people excited about contributing to that. Did you know about Daisy Bates beforehand? Did you know?
Oh, sure. I saw a film about her, or a film clip about her, and quite some time. I've known about her for quite some time. And I just always had tremendous admiration. I mean, that was true courage, what she did. And civil rights, more important than ever in this time in our country. And so the fact that they are honoring her, that means a lot.
In 1957, when, you know, the desegregation,
yes,
of Central happened, that was the same time period that your dad was breaking out at Sun.
That's right. They were nearby neighbors and both causing a lot of change in two different ways. Although, you know, my dad's activism was serious as well, the way he stood up for prisoners and Native Americans.
Do you think he'd been surprised at something like this now? And especially in the festival and the home and dice and all that?
I think he would. I think he'd be deeply honored. I don't like to put thoughts in my father's head or words, but he loved where he came from so much. He always said that he loved every rock, every tree, every clod of dirt, every bit of soil. He knew where he came from and stayed connected to it his whole life. So the fact that this is happening and it's about Arkansas, I think, would mean more to him than anything.
It seems like he just gets more and more popular. I mean, he gets bigger and bigger, it seems, especially here in Arkansas. The legacy just grows.
Well, you know, the Boyhood Home was named a National Heritage Site in the past year, which was huge for us. The Ken Burns documentary on country music is coming out this fall. My dad plays, obviously, an enormous part in that. And now the statue and the Boyhood Home Festival, which is happening October 17th to 19th this year. And in fact, Corey Jackson, who's the Arkansas Country Music Artist of the Year right now, is going to be performing. Corey, come sit down for a second, will you? And pull your chair over. So.
Thank you.
So I'm performing along with Marty Stewart. We're headlining. Corey is going to open that day. And then my Aunt Joanne, my Uncle Tom, a lot of family. And today's the first time Corey and I have met. So.
It is, yeah.
When did you find out about this, Corey?
I've actually known about the festival for a long time. And I got the opportunity to play through ASU with it last year. And now this right here is a dream come true for me, to get to be on that headlining day and just everything. And my grandpa was a huge Johnny Cash fan. And he actually got my first guitar 4 months before he passed away.
Oh.
And that's when I got into music, and
oh, wow.
We just learned all kinds of different
songs. Well, it's too
songs,
bad you're...
a lot of Elvis and a lot of Johnny Cash.
It's too bad your grandpa's not here to see this.
Yeah.
How is it for you being involved with the festival, with the home? You've had a great career, and you're still having a great career. Congratulations on last year's album, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you're really involved with this. I mean, you're hands-on.
I am. I cannot tell you how many projects I get asked to do. Johnny Cash, films, plays, movies, books, concerts, everything. And I say no to 99% of it. When Arkansas State University asked me to get involved in this, I just felt my heart tugged. Like, I knew right away that this was the one thing I would get involved in. Because it doesn't have anything to do with his fame. It has everything to do with who he was as a human being. And I only want to do things where I can relate to my dad as my father and a human being. I don't need to work to make Johnny Cash become more famous. That's just not my job. And it's not necessary, to tell you the truth. But the humanity of this is what drew me.
If I could ask just about your latest album, She Remembers Everything. I've been enjoying that.
Thank you.
That's so good. What?
Well, these are the most personal songs I've written in a long time. The last album was pretty much a concept album about the South, and there were third-person songs and characters. These songs are really me. And some of it's very dark, you know. It's and it's very female. I call it feminine gothic, and it has everything you can imagine there, you know, rage and loss and compassion and long-term love and mortality and all of those subjects. I felt like women my age still have a lot to say and less time to say it, so I didn't want to hedge my bets anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it reminded me somewhat of Interiors, which really loved in college.
Honestly, I think it's a grown-up Interiors. That makes sense to me.
Roseanne Cash, visiting with Michael Hiblin earlier this week right here in Little Rock. And thank you so much, Michael, for sharing that with us here on Not Necessarily Nashville. Let's go ahead and do one more tune from Roseanne off of that new album. It's called She Remembers Everything. Let's just go ahead and do the title cut.
Before it all.